And I think the biggest milestone for me was I finally reached a point, I think in the early 1990s, where I realized that some types of time control technology were achievable today. And at that point, I began to fund and launch the Time Travel Research Center in 1995.
Okay. You keep saying time control technology. Define for me what you mean by that.
Time control is interesting because anytime you tell somebody you're working in space-time physics, the first thing they always joke about is, so your mission is to build a time machine. And I won't deny that that's a key focus and a passion for all of us here. But the initial application of our technology will be not for sending somebody through space and time. It'll be more for applications in everyday life. One of our key focus areas is in medical applications.
What application of control of time can you imagine early on?
Well, early on, I think two of our most high interest areas right now where we receive most of our funding and most of our focus is in two areas. The first is the medical industry, and the second is an industrial process application. And the medical industry is actually our short-term focus is the development of the development of the capability to use this technology for organ preservation to help store and preserve organs while they're waiting transplant. Now, the medical industry and the communities that we're working with right now, they really see that as a stepping stone. What they really want to see our time warp field technology used for is for eventually medical stasis fields that will help slow or stop the progression of disease